It's late afternoon, immediately after the close of our last episode, as in the offices of Attorney Perry Mason.
Yes, Gertie?
No more calls.
It's Mr. Merriweather, Chief.
First things first, Ellie.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mason isn't available, Gertie. Yes, I know, but he's not available to anyone, including Mr. Merriweather.
Now, here's your hat and coat.
Oh.
Didn't you tell, Gertie?
Yes, I did. Yes, Gertie. Oh, the district attorney is here. Says he must see you.
All right, he can ride down the elevator with us.
All right, Gertie.
Yeah, I see I stopped you just in time, Mr. Mason.
Yeah, we can talk on the way downstairs.
Now,
Mr.
after all, Mason, this is the second time I've come to your office.
We'll go out the private exit, fellas.
Hold on, Mason. I'll go down with you, all right?
Well, what's on your mind?
I checked with police auto theft detail. Lieutenant Halverson tells me the girl hasn't identified Gus.
Well, you were on hand last night. You know she was so frightened she didn't dare identify him.
I'll push the button.
Fine.
Mason, I've been waiting all day for you to contact me.
Well, why?
Because I expected you to take action.
Such as?
Suzanne Barclay can identify a key member of the syndicate. She's got to talk, and I intend to see that she does. It's all very well for you to waste time, but I have my duty to my public.
And you're going to tell your public about it?
Eh?
There's someone in the elevator, Mr. Rat.
What? Oh, yeah.
All the way down. Well, Mr. Rapp, how's your golf game?
Golf?
Yes, I heard you'd taken up golf.
I don't play golf. A district attorney has no time for golf games. Oh, no, Miss Street. I'm on the job all day and every day because I can never forget my duty to the people. I meant what I just said, Mason. Suzanne Barclay's protecting a criminal syndicate.
She has been trying to protect her mother.
I don't care why she refuses to talk. Her reasons aren't good enough. Now, I'll tell you, Mason. I kept my hands off and gave you a chance to do something.
I did.
What?
I gave her time to pull herself together, get her bearings, and begin to lose her fear of Gus.
But she hasn't identified him.
Not yet, no.
So while you're handling her with kid gloves, that criminal walks the streets a free man.
This was a time to make haste slowly.
I'm a man of action.
So is the man who jumps on his horse and charges off in all directions.
Just one direction, Mason. I'm taking over now.
Oh?
I came to learn if you're getting results. You aren't. So I'm going to do what should have been done in the first place. I'll get a material witness warrant and take that young woman to headquarters. And then I'm going to...
Give her the third degree?
Question her, Miss Street. Question her as forcefully and vigorously as need be.
Suzanne's uncle is going to hit the ceiling.
Donald Wallace is a friend of mine. But Donald Wallace's niece will be treated just like everyone else. She'll get no special favors from me. Well, are you making progress, Mason?
As a matter of fact...
No.
No? No progress?
Not as yet. Of course, I have hopes.
You keep hoping, Mason. And keep watching. I'm going to show you results. Good day, Mr.
Good day, Mr. Rapp. Harry, why didn't you tell him that Suzanne phoned you and you think she is on the point of talking?
Because I can't stop that.
You mean you think he's anxious to get tough with Suzanne? After all, the Wallaces and Barclays are important people.
Oh, yes, but here is Mr. Rapp's chance to pose as a fearless public servant who is not afraid to offend important people.
But if you tell him that she is ready to talk...
Then he'd get that warrant and nothing flat and whisk Suzanne to headquarters.
And then she wouldn't tell him anything.
No. Huh? We'll let Mr. Rapp think I'm up against a brick wall so that he thinks he has plenty of time.
He'll probably tell the newspapers what he intends doing.
Mm-hmm. And while Mr. Rapp is making large and courageous gestures, we will be talking to Suzanne.
Hoping that she'll be talking to us.
Well, I believe that she's ready to talk, Della.
Well, Perry Mason is right. Suzanne is ready to identify Gus. And now, in her room, in the heavily guarded Barclay Mansion.
Oh, baby. You're so funny.
I thought I heard...
Oh, BB.
Mama, you must have heard BB.
Yes, but I thought I heard... I did hear you laughing.
Oh. Yes, I did laugh.
You're feeling better, aren't you, darling?
Much better. Since you talked to me and... and I saw BB again. And since I was scolded by that nice young police sergeant out in the hall. Mother, did you come down the hallway?
Oh, no, dear. I came through my room. There's a grim-faced policeman in every corner.
Oh, he isn't grim.
Oh,
Sergeant McInerney. He's right out in the hall. He has a dog, too.
How do you know?
He told me when he went with me to phone Mr. Mason.
Suzanne, you did phone him?
Yes, Mother.
And did you tell him?
Not yet.
Why?
Well, because I didn't understand.
What, darling?
Well, Mother, you told me Mr. Mason promised you'd be safe if I tell him who Gus is. You said Mr. Mason guaranteed you'd be safe, even though Gus did threaten to take revenge against you, if I tell who he is.
And you asked Mr. Mason. Suzanne, you will never be safe until Gus is behind bars.
But you'll be safe if I don't help Mr. Mason.
I know you'll help Mr. Mason because you're feeling better. That means you've decided.
Yes, Mother. Mr. Mason's on his way here.
Oh, I'm so glad, darling. And so proud of you.
Oh, please don't be proud of me. I'm a coward. I've been so afraid.
Of course you were. But you've conquered your fear.
Well, not until I saw how carefully the police are watching over us. Sergeant McInerney says that Gus can't get in here. He says Mr. Mason is being too cautious.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Sergeant McInerney says that we aren't in danger as long as he and the other policemen are on guard. He said Gus couldn't even get a message to me.
Suzanne, do you want to tell me what you're going to tell Mr. Mason?
Well, I'd rather wait and tell it all at once. I start getting scared again when I think about Gus.
Of course, darling. Well, I'd better finish dressing since Mr. Mason's on his way. Want to come in my room with me?
Oh, well, I'm going to give Bebe's locket to Sergeant McInerney. Oh,
why?
Well, he noticed it and he liked it. And he's got a dog of his own. Well, I don't want it anymore. I'll give Bebe a new one.
Well, it's up to you, darling. I'll be ready in just a minute.
So will I, as soon as I take the locket off Bebe's collar. Oh, now, Bebe, you don't really want to keep that locket. Not when you remember who gave it to you. When he gave it to you, we didn't know him, did we? Thought I knew Gus Jansen. That was before I learned that he's a beast. It's all right, Bebe. There. Now, I'll just open it and take out your nameplate. Oh, can't get it open. Gee, my hands are shaking so I can't open it. They're shaking because I started to think about him. Remember him. Oh, gotta stop. I'll just make myself remember what Sergeant McInerney said. Yes, Phoebe, I like the sergeant, too. Did you see his face when he said Gus couldn't even get a message to me? He believes what he said. He knows I'm safe, and Mother's safe. Oh, there, you see, BB, it worked. My hands aren't shaking anymore. All right, BB, I can open it now. See? Oh, what? There's a little slip of paper inside. I don't remember putting a slip of paper in your locket. Oh, Roger. No, BB, let me have it. Leave it alone, BB. Fold it up so tightly, it's a note. Oh. It's from him. It's a message from him. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? He wants me to call him. Call him now or he'll... I know what he'll do. He can do it. He got this note to me. If he could do that...
Well, what do you think Suzanne will do? Will she fall into Gus Jansen's trap, contact him as he demands? Or is her newfound courage strong enough to lead her out of danger? We'll learn tomorrow, so you'll join us, won't you?